neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is the 28th, Friday, December 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And or if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, before I give it over to the other guy, I just got to tell you, I just got an email. I just got into the office here, and I received some very disturbing information as to what's going on in your country. And events are taking place in your country that are being conspired, they're being contrived to divide and conquer the American people. Because when you divide and conquer, you can control. And this is being contrived, it's conspired, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if anybody talks out about it, what they want to do is they want to make you out to be loony or kooky. And the stuff that's going on in your country right now, friends, isn't happening just by chance. And so in saying that, we'll probably get into more details about what's going on. But, friends, you need to stay alert. You need to stay awake. And you need to read the Bible and the Constitution. And you need to put your feet there and don't move. And don't believe any of the delusions or deceptions that men or every wind of doctrine that they try to throw on you, because we're in some serious times, friends. I told Jake this morning, I said, Jake, something's going on nationally. I said, there's something eerie going on in the country. And the Lord just started putting some things on my heart. And it's almost like a disconnect going on from this administration. Because this whole re-election campaign, everybody knows something's seriously wrong with it. Everybody knows that the man in this administration is not a friend of this country. Everybody knows this. This isn't something that's under the rug or under the bed somewhere, friends. It's out in the light and everybody knows it. We're in some serious times, and it's time to seriously call upon the name of the Lord, friends. I'm not talking about like a bunch of Freddy cats. I'm talking like soldiers of the cross of Jesus Christ. And call upon the Lord to show himself strong on the behalf of the American people. Because these people think that they're going to have a way with God's people. And I don't know, scripture comes to mind when I read Psalm 2. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. But there's a reply, and against his anointed. And the Bible says that there's a reply. And I don't know if anybody really realizes the reply from heaven, other than the fact that he sits in the heaven and he laughs. He has them in great derision. Friends, where man wars against God and his anointed, fear not. Stay the cross. And when you stay the cross, we're promised to see the salvation of the Lord. No matter how bad things might get, because friends, we're going on a ride. Things are getting weird. You're seeing this administration turn against the American people in a greater degree day by day. You see the DHS doing the same exact thing. You see these bureaucracies within the United States, the corporations, the media, they're all turning on who we are as a people. And we see this before our faces. So we need to stand up. We need to trust God at this time. We need to put our feet upon the rock. And Jesus Christ says back to his church, Patriots, he says back to you, the gates of hell shall not prevail, either in life or in death, because we've been made more than conquerors through him who loved us. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. He shall fight for us. And we got some prophecies. We could talk about that another time. But we can go back to George Washington's prophecy, which is in the Congressional Record. You can check that out. You can weigh it out. You can weigh it out in the balance of God's countenance, the light of his countenance, to know if it's true or if it's not true. But I'm just telling you, we're in a different time. Something shifted today, friends. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on around this administration. And America needs to keep their eyes peeled. And they need to put their foot down upon crime within corruption in our governments. You need to remember that. So stay the course.
I think what is so fitting is Psalms 2. I just want to read this and give some of the terminology of this. Why do the heathen rage? That word heathen is those that worship idols. Other gods, gods that they have created, gods of power, gods of military, gods of money, you name it, other gods. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The word imagine doesn't mean, well, I'm thinking up this vain thing. It literally means to plot. And you can tell through a lot of the policies that have came out of this administration, they plot.
Well, they're trying to detain citizens in the United States right now. I thought we had an economic problem, friends.
Right.
But he's busy trying to detain American citizens.
Yep.
And this is an American president. Come on, friends.
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Isn't that what they say? Get the Constitution off us. Get the Declaration of Independence out of our face. The Bible.
We don't want to be chained down by that document.
And instead of responding, and this is how the church is to respond, oh boy, that must be the end times. No, in the next verse, listen. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh at them. The Lord shall have them in derision. The word derision literally means to mock, ridicule, and scorn.
God doesn't raise up an army, friends, to pull them out in the day of battle.
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense. Think.
Then he shall speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. The word vex literally means to terrify. Yeah. If we want to see terrorism at its best, mess with God and God's anointed.
Amen.
And he will terrify your enemies.
He's known in the whirlwind.
Amen.
Another point I want to make. We're seeing this fiscal cliff. It's all contrived. It's all created. Mm-hmm. What is this about? It's about destroying the dollar, friends. Yep. And you need to understand, when they destroy the dollar, people get weird.
Yep, they'll panic.
Pay attention to what's going on in your country right now. And why is there no justice and resolve being brought forth in Congress? You got to ask yourself the question.
Right.
And that's where our resolve is. The power still belongs to the people. You need to know that. You still have the power to do the right thing. You have the freedom to do the right thing, and now is the time to do it, friends, because we're just in the beginning of it right now. We just crossed another threshold, and don't tell me I didn't tell you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and integrity would love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, friends. Stay on topic. We got some phone calls, but again, friends, please stay on topic before we take those phone calls. And thank you for your texts. We appreciate them, your emails, your Facebooks, so on and so forth. But go ahead, Jay.
Matter of fact, I got a couple emails here and Facebooks. Mike said, guys, remember, serfs only had to give up 25% of what they created. Now, we had the discussion yesterday about the serf and the lord and the vassal theory that's being created. The separation of the two classes, the vassal, the serf, he could never get up to be a lord. That's not the case in America. If you start from the ground, you can build yourself all the way up to get to the top of a corporation. There is no separation there. But back in that day, he said that they only had to give up 25%. How much are we being taxed right now? So great point, Michael. Thank you. Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio. Like the page, download the phone app as well. John emailed and said, what everyone should do is hit them where it hurts. Speaking of CNN, because we were talking about Piers Morgan and CNN and how they're in the tank, how the CEO just left because their ratings were just terrible. By the way, Piers Morgan doesn't even hold a candle to the guy that he replaced. Who's the guy with the suspenders all the time? I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, King, Larry King.
Yeah, Larry King. That was who they brought in to replace him. He was, by the way, fired out
petition
of the
petition numbers. Petition
yeah,
numbers.
They were at 80,000 yesterday, so we'll see how they've grown to deport Piers Morgan. But he said,
well, of course he was hired.
That's right. He was brought in here on purpose after he was fired.
Well, we found
Britain.
Out from Amber Lyon, who was working as a news anchor for CNN, that was told to lie, fake reports, and delete anything contrary to the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. Foreign governments are paying for contents on CNN, said Amber Lyon. And she said that also the Obama administration is vetting all news on his administration that comes out to the American people. Yep. But we knew that because of the truthfulness of the New York Times. Yep. Which was great that they reported it, but they already told us that all the news going through to the American people about Obama and his administration, he is vetting it himself. Folks, dictators do that.
Yeah.
That is un-American.
That's not freedom of press. This gentleman said, stop watching them, John. Again, thank you for your email. Stop watching them. Stop going to their website. Stop supporting any business that supports them. When their funding starts to dwindle, things will change. And I agree with that to an extent. However, you have noticed how many media outlets whose funding has dwindled, and things haven't changed.
Yeah.
It's because there's a bigger plot behind taking up these media sources and who's funding them.
Yeah, where did all that money go anyway?
That's right, where's that bailout money?
Yeah, where did that go?
That
because it's interesting, they were all going bankrupt, and then all of a sudden, Their boat started to float again.
Yep. And then you see where the bailout money went. You
know, especially the approval ratings, dude. How would anybody survive with approval rating of 21% or 23%?
And how about the mortgage industry? Just saying, where did this bailout go to? It goes to pay off people that destroy.
Well, you have to ask yourself. Yeah. Because nobody knows where that money went, friends. Isn't that a little strange to you?
Yep. This is another one on Facebook. Again, Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake and Bradley, with Facebook shutting down accounts of anyone who speaks on the Second Amendment. Now, folks, we have been
speaking
about it a lot.
Is this true? Somebody, please contact us if it is true.
We have not been stopped about speaking about the Second Amendment. We've been doing it numerous times. Bradley, you've done some wonderful columns on the Second Amendment because it's part of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
So if Facebook was ever to do that, they're walking contrary to our own government, and they will be severely reprimanded, I am sure. But please verify this. He said, please make your listeners aware of the evil that is stepping up as of now. I enjoy your show and have learned more about Scripture than from anybody. See, that's the difference, folks. He brought up Scripture. He didn't say, oh, the wonderful things you know about the Constitution. A lot of people talk about it. We're talking about Scripture and how that brings the power to the Constitution. May you continue to enlighten all new listeners, and they will become hooked like myself, a faithful listener, Lance. Thank you, Lance, very much. And that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, like that page. We've been watching you guys like it, and I share as many comments as I can. I'd also like to share a story that we just posted on there, and this is so great. This is in reaction to what's happened out in Connecticut. Group offers weapon training for Utah teachers. So what should we do? I mean, there's two schools of thought here. If you want to gain control, you go disarm the masses, of course, and use tragedies like this and use the blood of young children to try to further your political agenda.
Yep.
But this Utah group is offering free concealed weapons permits training. That's right. They're not forcing taxpayers to even pay for this. Free concealed weapons training for teachers. The Salt Lake Tribune reported that instructors with the Utah Shooting Sports Council will provide the course for school employees Thursday in West Valley City. The group says teachers will also learn how to respond to an attack.
Yeah.
That's America, folks. They don't need the federal government.
The people are also talking about grandpas and grandmas that are retired to guard schools.
I'll go here. Yes. Sheriff Joe wants armed posses at schools. What kind of armed posses? Again, these are not tax-funded posses. No. This is the citizenry.
I think people are thinking cowboys and Indians
right
now,
right.
Jake. Yeah.
This is the citizenry, those that have the right to bear arms. Sheriff Joe said Thursday he plans to deploy his armed volunteer posse to protect Valley schools from the kind of violence that happened in the Connecticut shooting tragedy. Quote, I have the authority to mobilize private citizens and fight crime in this country. These are private citizens working for free as volunteers. Arpaio first started using his posse, because people say, well, this is just, you know, posse, they're not even trained. Listen, he used this posse that he's talking about protecting schools with to protect malls during the holiday shopping season in 1993 in response to violent incidents in prior years. Since then, he said the malls where his posse members were on patrol have had zero violent reoccurrences. And patrols by all of his volunteer, oh, these guys are just volunteers. They don't know how to handle guns. They're not crime fighters. That squad during the 2012 shopping season netted a record 31 arrests. No accidents, no incidences, because people that are law-abiding citizens and have guns are going to be responsible with them and love their neighbors themselves. They're not getting a paycheck for this, folks. This is a heart service. And this is what free enterprise and the commerce and what the Bible teaches, love your neighbors yourself, produces in a society.
Yeah, yeah.
Less government, more self-government.
Back to the Facebook scenario. I'm just curious. Is Facebook deleting and shutting down Facebook's?
I have not experienced that.
Pages that have
For sure.
Second Amendment advocates on. I'm curious because that is a complete violation of your First Amendment, friends. And by the way, isn't it interesting? The First Amendment and the Second Amendment are always under attack under this administration.
Completely.
You got to ask yourself some questions, friends, some real ones.
Every single time.
I want to give some answers, though, because I want people to understand one thing that tyrants forget, God does not. Anybody ever heard of Napoleon Bonaparte?
Bonaparte.
Yes. Well, okay, let me go back to this. If you got information on this Facebook scenario, and they're shutting down information, 1-877-807-9977, we want it validated before we say anything. 1-877-807-9977. If that is the case, friends, you better wake up. You better respond, because now they're attacking your First Amendment. Friends, you're under attack. There's no better way of saying it.
Yep.
You really aren't. But let me get back to this. Napoleon Bonaparte, he said this, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Let me say it again. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. If I was in a black church right now,
hallelujah.
Friend, amen. Thank
hallelujah,
you, sir.
Hallelujah, brother.
On a daily basis, America's biblical and constitutional foundation is under hostile attack by atheist and homosexual groups who are being used in an attempt to usher in communism. For example, an atheist group claimed that the existing police chaplain program in McPherson, Kansas, put in place to minister to those who are traumatically impacted by a crime or accident, violates the United States Constitution? Are you kidding me? It has also recently been reported that a California law, policy friends, not law, seeks to ban any type of conversion therapy for teens who wish to overcome homosexual tendencies. I want you to hear what I just said. When a kid comes to a therapist for help, the state is saying, don't help that kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The unlawful law states that therapists and counselors who do so would be subject to discipline by state licensing boards. Listen to what they're saying. You're going to do it our way or else we're going to discipline you.
That's right.
By our set up boards, our contrived boards, our bureaucracies.
Mm-hmm.
Is this America, friends? Let me go on.
That is not America.
The question is, who's been responsible for emboldening the onslaught of attacks against America's Christian heritage and constitutional republic? Friends, because if you're looking for it, you need not look any further than the Obama administration and him and his little vile minions. Scripture comes to my aid. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 12, verse 8. Barack Hussein Obama, that should have been your first clue, friends, whom Time magazine has labeled the architect of a new America. We don't want a new America. We want the old America. Has been known as America's most biblically hostile president. And when I say the old America, I'm talking about a reformation to the laws of who we are. Without all of our problems. Without
right.
all of our errors, according to that document.
Reconcile the truth.
I go on. Did you know that Obama has taken in hand to place himself above we the people time and time again? As if to say we derive our rights from Obama and his administration instead of God who gave them? Brother, from another mother, you better sit yourself down because my father wants to talk to you right now.
Sit it down.
And I'm about ready to unleash myself in the spirit of his son. So why don't you just hang on for a minute? I got to take a quick break. And we're going to conclude this little portion that... One thing tyrants forget, let me tell you something, my father didn't. All right, so don't lose hope. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives him instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Well, that was cool. I appreciate that. Folks, for the sake of getting this over with before the hour is up, one thing tyrants forget, that God does not. Shining the light on Mr. President Barack Hussein Obama. Who has personally himself attacked biblical values, the bedrock of our republic, over 50 times since he took office. If you'd like to see those violations, go to wallbuilders.com, wallbuilders.com. And day by day, Obama's tyrannical measures are beginning to take shape, aren't they, friends? And what should America expect from one who is at war with God? Let me tell you something. It's not a good place to put yourself. I don't care how good things may be looking for you right now. It's not a good place. You're only being used. Remember Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible? He was used to chastise and judge a nation. But the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar was in the hand of the Lord. He was being used his purposes. These people don't think that far, do they? Remember Hitler used to say? Hitler used to say that he was in the will of God if he wasn't kicking up against him in his speeches.
Yep, politically expedient.
It's pretty crazy. Let me go on. It's clear to see the narcissism of this president, his arrogance, his pride, but just as obvious is the hypocrisy and lack of duty from the professed church in America and the modern government. Remember Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod, Mark 8:15? Yeah, it's all there. And after all, leaders will only do what the people let them get away with, and don't forget that.
That's right.
Theologian John Calvin comes to mind when he said, and you, O peoples, to whom God gave the liberty to choose your own magistrates, see to it that you do not forfeit this favor by electing to the positions of highest honor rascals and enemies of God. So let's study the past for a minute. At the entrance of the National Archives in Washington, D.C., you will see a monument stating, study the past. Listen to me, friends. Study the past. See, those that advocate communism, the atheists, the homosexuals, the secularists, they don't study the past. But our forefathers told us to study the past. And why is that? Because our forefathers suggested it so that we might learn from history so it does not repeat itself again.
That's right.
That's why we study the past. But it is. History has shown us time and time again that when a nation departs from God, there will be a tyrant in the midst attempting to move into his position. Then follows devastation and massive loss of life. This is what God warned would happen to nations that refuse to keep his commandments. Leviticus 26:21. Oh. God commands us to go back to the old past, friends. Where is the good way? Jeremiah 6:16. Not to dare his justice by taking on the new past. So I'm going to give you 10 lessons that men have learned from history. Are you ready? Number one, this is the first lesson that men have learned. The second lesson that men have learned. The third lesson that men have learned. The fourth lesson that men have learned from history. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth lesson that men have learned from history. Yes, I said nothing. Because that's exactly what men have learned from history. Absolutely nothing. Those that have learned from history will do everything within their power to stand up against what's going on today. Indeed, America is emulating those who have not learned from history. If you do not learn from the lessons history has to teach, then history will again repeat itself. History also teaches a lesson to tyrants who are at war with God and attempt to usurp his law. Isaiah 14, 13, and 15. Again, what man forgets, God will not forget, friends. Again, what did Bonaparte say? Those who oppose God and his word will be conquered. And that is exactly what history teaches us and tyrants who are no longer here to talk about it. So what I want to do is show you a little known history of those who dared to crucify Christ, kill his apostles, behead the John the Baptist. And let me also show you what happened to the tyrant Mussolini, French Queen Mary Antoinette, and godless Voltaire and the vain Senate of Rome who would not be ruled by the meek Son of Glory. Well, some say, I don't believe in the Bible. Well, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one of them, friends?
Beep, beep.
There you go. No more. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned himself. That's what it says. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Maximus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. You reap what you sow. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He himself was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage, guess what, friends, where he was burnt alive. What does history teach us, friends? To those that want to dare the justice of God, what does history teach us, friends? Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. What happens when you touch God's anointed? Listen up. History will tell you. Marie Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of procession. She could not endure the sight of those miserable ones. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. Wasn't her husband also guillotined?
She sewed it.
Yeah, he was. The French Revolution, how did that work out for the people in France? Didn't work out too well, did it?
We're going to do it without God, yeah!
When Follin was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, let them eat grass. Let them eat grass, said the dictator. Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him and stuck his head upon a pike and filled his mouth with grass.
Ooh. How's that tasting?
God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Let's go to Herod Antipas and Herodias, who were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. See, we never hear about. See, Hollywood just likes to promote about, you know, the weakness of Christianity, which is true, but we're made strong in our weakness.
That's right.
And they said of Christ in the book of Colossians, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, who made a public spectacle out of them openly. Remember judgment, friends? Remember when everybody was laughing at Christ? Bring yourself down from the cross. Now, what happened? What's the history? Huh?
Yep.
Wasn't good, was it? But Jesus was there to warn them.
That's right.
But they didn't want to listen. But those that executed John the Baptist, the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled. Antipas died miserably. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. I don't care how innocent he wanted to play the man when he was washing his hands as if he was innocent from the blood of this innocent. No, he was guilty, friends. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41, was exiled to Gaul, and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. Huh.
Never heard that.
The Jews who, yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff. The history of the Jews in this particular situation, which we give scriptural account, is pretty crazy stuff, friends. They were destroyed by Titus Vespasian's father in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000 besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. 1,100,000 is Old English, friends. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus into his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beast, part otherwise mostly cruelly were slain. Did you ever hear about that? Because I know Hollywood always likes to promote the works of the enemy, like we're to be afraid of what he can do here to us on this earth.
Mm-hmm. But they don't talk about the terror of the Lord upon his enemies.
And the Bible says he seeks whom he may devour, but he walks about as a what? A roaring lion. Like a roaring lion. As a roaring lion. But let me tell you what, he is not the lion. It says, as a roaring lion. He's a deceiver. He's a killer. And that's what he does. And he destroys. Right? But see, my big brother's name is Jesus Christ. And he happens to be the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe. That means he's the chief dog. He's the captain of my salvation. He's a man of war. He's the King of Glory. He is the Prince of Peace. But I'm telling you what, you might want to go back into the Old Testament and see what happens when people want to touch the anointed of the Lord. He doesn't play. And he's not to be played with. Touch not mine anointed. The Lord says, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. The Lord will set the face of the Lord against those that are the enemies of the righteous throughout the land in Jesus' name. That's what my Bible tells me. My Bible tells me that we're made more than conquerors, and the faith of the Son of God within me overcomes the world to inherit all things from my Father when he says it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom of God. Did you hear about that, friends? No, you didn't hear about that, did you? You also didn't hear about the end of the book, neither, where everybody stands before my Father, and all of these bad men that assault the righteous today will bow their knees, and they will say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't like it? Oh, well, who cares? Didn't ask. How does that work out for you? That's your history, villain. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. They rejected him, friends, being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them. What is happening today? You reject Christ? Go ahead. If you want to know why people are walking contrary to you, read the book of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. We are seeing it today. But it doesn't mean, friends, the church is going to be raptured out in the day of battle.
That's right.
And by the way, it's not scriptural. Where'd you hear that from? Friends, if you'd like to find that information, please go to Fox's Book of Martyrs. Fox's Book of Martyrs. We'll be right back after this break. Jake, I'll get your thoughts. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Talking about, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America, talking about one thing tyrants forget that God does not, history.
Oh, history.
And God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Every individual, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Does the Lord have pleasure in the death of the wicked? Absolutely not. But the wicked know what they do, friends.
That's right.
Yep. And they dare the justice of God. They think for some reason, they want to dare the justice of God. They think within, for some reason within themselves, they're going to get a pass. They think they're just going to die and that's it. Well, the soul lives. Read the analogy of the rich man that ended up in hell. The minute he died, his soul was taken. And the poor man, his soul was taken. Instantly. We have body, soul, and spirit. And these people act like they're just going to live their carnal life out, destroy everything in their path, and then they're going to go on to nothing. Mm-hmm. Dirt. Well, their physical body is, but their soul's going to answer to my Father.
That's right.
And that's what they don't like about Christians, friends.
It's a life forever.
Hey, can I give you a little post-it note? Aside of that, I'm sorry, but I just thought about this. I just seen some posts on Westboro Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Friends, I just want to say this, and I've said this since day one. I strongly believe they're a plant.
Yeah.
I strongly believe they're a plant, because if any of those guys ever came anywhere within my range, mm-hmm. I would do everything in my power to make sure everybody walled them.
Yep.
You cannot validate what they do, friends. You just cannot do it.
They're so perfect. You know, people used to do that to John Wesley, too. They would hire scoundrels to just go heckle him while he was preaching. Problem is, the anointing would overtake them, and they would end up becoming converted as well.
Speaking of reaping and sowing, one man tried it. A rattle went in his throat, and he died in the pulpit.
That's right.
See, sometimes you better just watch your P's and Q's.
But I completely agree. Westboro Baptists, they're not Christians. They're not seeking after the glory of God. I believe they're perfectly planted because they're an easy person to point the finger at and then categorize everybody who believes the Bible and say, you're just like the Westboro Baptist.
And they're always in the center of it. Yeah, and the media is always there to give them their attention. That's just my opinion. I just gave you my opinion.
Where do they get the dough to fly all around the country and get the media, as you said?
They're always there, Judge.
Attention.
Always there.
Who's giving the money? Nobody.
It was said that they supposedly went and picketed the funerals of the children that were... in Newtown, yeah. Connecticut. Now, I don't know how long a father or a mother, if this is true, could tolerate something like that, or even a soldier's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
This just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense if it came from the enemy, but it doesn't make any sense to validate righteous people in that kind of doctrine.
No.
Because there isn't any dude. Okay, anyways, that's my food for thought.
Anything.
And by the way, we tried to get him on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not just like shooting something out there at your friends. Everybody we have something to say about, we try to get him on. Yeah. And you can go on sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can see all the people that will not get on the air with us. And to be quite honest with you, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get on the radio neither.
Stay silent. Yeah. Right?
And just assault through the media.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do that on your own. Folks, two things I wanted to bring up. Number one, Bradley just went through... this week's column was on the front page of WorldNet Daily. It's called One Thing Tyrants Forget That God Does Not. All of those analogies he was sharing with you, we just posted on our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's called Reaping and Sowing. See this, put the video, and send it to all of your friends. Again, this is a great way to get to those people that maybe you're not able to reach. You can't articulate.
And it's a great response so far. I just went on there right before the show, and that one's really knocking it out of the park right now, and I praise God for it. But it's good because it's a warning to all of us. We serve a loving God, but what happens when we reject the mercy? Well, then we trample the blood of the sacrifice, his son, Jesus Christ. When you do that, the only thing you can expect is the wrath of God.
That's right. And it's like this. If somebody's breaking into your house... and the police show up, do you get angry? Do you get scared? Do you get paranoid? Do you get happy because you're obeying the law and you realize that justice is just shown to vindicate your situation? The Bible says, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. If you're upright in heart, you have nothing to fear. God judgeth the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he will not turn, this is his choice.
No.
This is the criminal's choice.
That's right.
He will whet his sword. Speaking of God, he hath bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. If he will not turn, he ordained his arrows against the persecutors.
Amen.
I find security in the fact that my Father stands on my behalf when I walk in justice.
Amen.
We're not to be afraid.
You're
of
delivered from the
night.
Wrath of God through his son, Jesus Christ. That's
exactly,
right.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's redemptive.
By experience, friends, not theology. By experience.
That's right. So, folks, go to that Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like that link. Like that column. Post it, and also check out that video and send that to your friends, folks. It's a great one. Also, too, I wanted to read, as you all know, we do events. We do them all over the country. Just recently, we were in Michigan. We had a tour. We just did an event the other night here in Minnesota. Was that last night? I think it was last night. Wow.
Yeah, we did one last night. Minneapolis. It was actually pretty cool.
And we'll be catching up with videos and stuff like that, so stay posted to that Facebook. It's so easy and interactive, folks. If you want to know what's going on with us, follow the Facebook. But this was a referral that was recently sent to one of the groups that Bradley addressed. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's presentation...
I haven't heard this, friends. I just want you to know this.
It's the first time. Bradley's presentation is second to none and hands down the best we have had to date. Now, folks, if you want to book Bradley to come speak at your tea party in the Sons of Liberty, please do. If you have a small group, if you have a school, if you have a college, we are willing to go.
People need to make the distinction between passion and the Holy Ghost, though.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's one thing that... Well, you'll see that through this referral. His open, honest discussion on... Christianity and the faith of our founding fathers opened the eyes of the young students who we had in attendance. It was pretty awesome. There was a whole van load full of these kids. His impact, and it was the first kids this tea party had ever seen. As a matter of fact, when the kids came in, the tea party started clapping for them. It was awesome. That's turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons of the father.
That's John the Baptist message, yeah.
I continue. His impassioned message, delivered like our founding statesmen of old, rekindled the patriotic fire of our members. Any organization which seeks to grab the attention of the youth or to stir the hearts of the adults to action would be immensely blessed by hearing his message. On behalf of the Oceania Tea Party, I would like to extend our sincerest gratitude And highest recommendation, sincerely, Andrew Seabold.
That's cool.
That was awesome.
I knew because I knew when we were there, his response just looking at me was he was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was locked in.
And it's blending the two, you know, like the gentleman who just commented to us, I think he sent an email, one of our listeners, Lance. He said, I've learned more about scripture from your show than from anywhere else. We're blending the two together.
Well, and the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read, and I hope that's what you're getting, friends. But follow me as I follow Christ. End of story. Never man, always Christ. Christ is king. I got to read this, but go ahead, Jake. Last
point. You'll see then the power of the Constitution. A lot of people talk Constitution all day long. There's no power to it. Unless you put the Bible in there, that's your power. That's your stick. And also, too, just to go back to the very beginning of this program, if you read the Declaration of Independence, nothing will shock you as to what Barack Obama is doing. But how did our founders deal with it? That's the resolve.
That's right. And that's who we are. That's what we've been. We've been birthed in the fire, America, not in the smoke.
Yeah.
Okay? I was down in a deep pit, half sunk in the mire, and was crying for someone to help me out. As I looked up, I saw a venerable, gray-haired man looking down at me. His countenance bore the marks of his pure and holy spirit. My son, he said, this is a dreadful place. Yes, I said. I fell into it. Can't you help me out? My son, he said, I am Confucius. If you read my books and followed what they taught, you would never have been here in the first place. Yes, father, I said, but can't you help me out? As I looked up, he'd gone his way. Soon after, I saw another form approaching me and another man bent over me. This time it was with closed eyes and folded arms. He seemed to be looking into some far off distant place. My son, he said, just close your eyes and fold your arms and forget all about yourself. Get into a state of perfect rest. Don't think about anything that could disturb you. Get so still that nothing can move you. Then, my child, you will be in such a delicious rest as I am. Yes, father, I answered. I'll do what I am above ground when I get above ground, but I need help to get out. Can you help me out? But Buddha, too, was gone. I was beginning to sink into deep despair when I saw another figure above me, different from the others. He was very simple and looked just like the rest of us, but there were the marks of suffering on his face. And I cried out to him, oh, father, can you help me, my child? He said, what's the matter? Before I could answer him, he was down in the mire by my side, and he folded his arms about me and lifted me up, and then he fed me and rested me. When I was well, he did not say, now don't do that again, but he said, well, we will walk on together now, and we have been walking together until this very day. Friends, the one that pulled him out of the mire, his name is Jesus Christ, because no other can do it. No other can do it but him. And he's the same one that pulled me out of the mire. And when we begin to understand real grace, as I shared a little bit yesterday, friends, we seek perfection. We don't put stickers on our car that say we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. Great, we're forgiven. Now let's go on to perfection. And where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Let's begin to overcome and let the world see Christ. Let them see our fire burn, as John Wesley rightly said. John Wesley used to set himself on fire in prayer every morning, and he said, so the world could watch me burn. Let the world see your fire, because fire is contagious. It's totally contagious. Amen.
Everybody loves Jesus. Well, let the world see your love.
Amen.
Your demonstration.
You're known by the love that you have for God.
That's right. Yeah. That's how you know love.
Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like it, and we will talk to you in, I don't know how many, 23? Go.
23, and we just posted that analogy that Bradley just read on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone all over the country tomorrow, friends. Do join us. Talk to you then. We love you by what we do, friends. See ya.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's